Today's daf is Makos Daf Chaf Dalet. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishav Newman, the Zechusur for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both be Zechutur for Shalema, Besoch Shar Chola Yisrael. So we have our work cut out for us today. We are holding all the way back at Gufa, I believe, on Chaf Gimel on the days, about 12-15 lines into the wide lines on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and we're going to discuss the three different places where the Bezin Shel Maila agreed to the Bezin Shel Mata. We're going to discuss three different places where Ruach HaKodesh seems to have appeared. We're going to talk about the 613 mitzvos that are derived from the Gematria of Torah, plus the first two of the Esaras Adibros that we didn't need to be given through Moshe Rabbeinu because we received on our own. And then the Gemara is going to show us how various great people throughout our history have sort of narrowed down the focus of what we need to do in order to be Mekayim the Ratzon Hashem. David HaMelech identified 11 mitzvos to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara adds that doing any one of them will actually protect us. Yeshayahu narrowed down the list to 6 mitzvos, and then Micha boiled it down to two mitzvos, and then Yeshayahu limited to 3, and Yeshayahu to 2, and Habakkuk finally down to 1 of Tzadik Be'amunasa Yichya. So we're going to keep on narrowing down the list of what the point of focus should be for the Jewish people. And then the Gemara is going to tell us a couple of stories to finish the Masechta that involves Rabbi Akiva and his Chaverim, that they saw things that would indicate that Klal Yisrael would be totally lost and that terrible things were going to happen. But Rabbi Akiva found messages of hope and signs of positive things for the future in that which they saw. So let's begin at Gufa, I think is where we left off. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi on Chaf Gimel and Beis, right in the middle of the line. First word in the line is Krai. So Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, Shlosha Dvar Masu Beis and Shalmata V'iskimu Beis and Shalmaila Al Yadam. There were three things that Beis and Shalmata did, and the Beis and Shalmaila was maskim to the Beis and Shalmata. Elu Hein, Mikra Megillah, U'She'ela Shalom B'Shem, V'Hava As Meiser. And they are the idea of Mikra Megillah, that's not in the Torah Shebichsav, it doesn't say anywhere that we have a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, and yet we decided to institute this new mitzvah, and the Beis and Shalmaila agreed, using the Shem Hashem in greeting other people, and allowing the Kohanim to share the Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon initially in the Torah is only intended for Leviim, but at some point the Beis and Shalmata decided that Kohanim would be allowed to share the Maaser Rishon, and not only that, but also that Peros and Yerakos are Chayiv and Maaser, and not just Dagan, Tirosh, V'Yitzar on a Daraisa level, only the grains and wine and oil are Chayiv and Maaser, but we decided that not only that, fruits, vegetables, all other things are also Chayiv. So that was the decision of Beis and Shalmata, but Beis and Shalmaila was maskim to Beis and Shalmata. So the Gemara is going to show how in each case we know that Beis and Shalmaila was maskim. So number one, Mikra Megillah Dechsev, Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. What's that double expression of Kimu v'kiblu? Kimu l'malu, meshekiblu l'mata. They put the stamp on it above, up in l'mailu, in the Beis and Shalmaila, on what was decided down here l'mata. The second one, v'sheila shalom, dechsev, v'nei Boaz ba mi beis lechem, v'yomer l'kotzrim, Hashem imachem. Boaz greets the kotzrim and he says, Hashem imachem, using the Shem Hashem. V'omer, Hashem imcha gibor achayil. My v'omer, why do I need a second pasuk to tell me to greet with Shem Hashem? V'chitem abaz hudavin midaitei u'mishamay aloskim al yado. Because you might think that, yes, this was a decision that Boaz made, but maybe min hashamayim they weren't maskim that it's okay to use the Shem Hashem in a greeting. Tashema v'omer Hashem imcha gibor achayil. That's why it says Hashem imcha gibor achayil, to let us know that that it's a positive thing, that it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately was maskim to. And the third thing, avas meiser d'chsev hevius kol meiser al beis ha'otzer v'yeterf b'beisi uv'chanuni yinah b'zos amar Hashem tzvakosim lo avtech lechem es harubos ha'shamayim v'arikosi lechem bracha ad b'li dai. That because you have this new hakpados about meiser, that the Kohanim get meiser and the meiser goes to, from all the different types of produce, I'm going to give you brachos ad b'li dai. My ad b'li dai. What does it mean? Ad b'li dai. Amar Rami Barav ad sheyivlu sivsosechem milomer dai. Till your lips get worn out from saying the word dai, because you're going to be so overwhelmed overwhelmed with the brachos that you're going to have. The Acharonim point out that it would take a lot for the lips to be worn out from saying the word die. The word die is a word that doesn't even use the lips at all, so it's almost like a mixed metaphor over here, that it's not really yivlu sifsosechem, it should be yivlu lishonam. Die uses the tongue, it doesn't use the lips. Amar Rav Elazar, begimel makomo sofia ruach hakodesh bebeis dino shel shem. I'm sorry, there are three places of Yer Ruach HaKodesh, and they are Bebezdino Shel Shem, Ubezdino Shel Shmuel Ramasi, Ubezdino Shel Shlomo. We find three times that Ruach HaKodesh helped a Bezdin arrive at a conclusion, and they are in the Bezdin of Shem, in the Bezdin of Shmuel, and in the Bezdin of Shlomo. Bebezdino Shel Shem, Dichse Vayakar Yehuda V'yomer Tzadka Mimeni, that Yehuda realized that Tamar was correct, she was Tzadka Mimeni. So that's how you see that, that had to have been Ruach HaKodesh. Why did that have to be Ruach HaKodesh? Because how did he know that she was pregnant from him? Maybe just like he was with her, she was sitting at the precious drachim, acting as if she were a zona. So maybe other men took her up on her services as well, and he wasn't the only one. So yatsa baskel diamra mimeni yatsu kavushim. That's why Baskel came out and said that mimeni yatsu kavushim was only with the help of the baskel. It was only through the help of the Ruach HaKodesh that they in fact knew that she was that she was Tzadka Mimeni, that they in fact knew that that it was from Yehuda. Otherwise, they couldn't have known that for sure. The Gemara is darshing from the word Mimeni that it's the lashon of Baskel, that Mimeni Yatsa Kavush. And Marsha points out, why don't we just say Tzadka Mimeni Kipshuto, that Mimeni is that Yehuda was saying that she's Tzadekes more than him, because she showed that she was pregnant from him. Mimeni means that it was from me. We're saying something different. We're giving a different drasha. We're saying that Mimeni is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Mimeni yatsa kavushim. So that's something that the Achronim work on a little bit over here. Rashi has two deos on what the kavushim is all about. So one day Rashi says, or Rivan rather, Dvarim ne elamim halalu me iti yatsu shel fisha Yehuda hayamelech vi zachsa latzeis mimenem lachim mitok shayis that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to see to it that these two dafka are going to be the forefathers, or the father and the mother, of the Malchus. So Kodesh Baruch Hu had Dvarim Ne'alamim, these hidden things, that this hidden plan come from him. Lishna Achrina, says Rashi, says Rivan, Me'iti ha'isa she'yetsu mimena shnei banam alalu lichbosh ha'olam. Kvushim doesn't mean hidden things, it means a lashon of kibush, a lashon of conquering, that there are going to be children that descend from this union that are going to conquer the world. David and Mashiach, that ultimately descends from David. And then we have a second example, says Gemara Beizdino Shel Shmuel. In the Beizdino of Shmuel there was also Ruach HaKodesh. Tichziv, Hinni anuvi neged Hashem v'neged Mashicho, eshar mi lakachti, v'yomer lo shaktanu v'lo ritzasanu, v'yomer Eid Hashem ve'ein Mashicho kilometz asim biyadi mu'uma ve'yomer Eid. That Shmuel is saying, I never took anything. So he says, let there be an Eid. He's talking to the people. Vayomer Eid. Says Gemara, Vayomer Vayomru mi ba'ilei. The people should say, we are hereby an Eid. Why is it Vayomer in the singular that there's only one Eid? Yatsa Baskel v'amra ani Eid b'davar zeh. It was a Baskel. This was a Ruach HaKodesh. This was coming from Shemayim that says ani Eid b'davar zeh. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu's an aid, that Shmuel never took anything from other people. And then the third place where Ruach HaKodesh played a role in Beis Din, Beis Dino Shel Shlomo. Tichsiv, Hayan HaMelech V'yomer Tunula Sayeled HaChai V'Ameis Lo Timisu Hi Imo. So Shlomo HaMelech declares with confidence, the two women are arguing, whose child is it? And he says, oh, the living child belongs to this one, the one who didn't want to go along with the plan of cutting the child in half and splitting the child. That's the mother. Minayada, how did he know? Dumla Yerumi Marma. Maybe the woman was deceiving him. So Yatsa Baskel Va'amra, he imo. No, because a Baskel came out and confirmed that he imo, that woman is the mother of the child. Says the Gemara, I'm not convinced by any of these rayos that there was Ruach HaKodesh involved here at all. All of this can be explained down here in this world without any help with of Ruach HaKodesh. Amar Rava, Mimai, Dilma Yehuda Kivin Dechash of Yarchiv Yomi V'Yisramei. You know how Yehuda knew it was from him? He did the Cheshbon. He knew on the calendar exactly what date it was that he was with her, and he did the Cheshbon, that it makes sense that this baby would be from him. The Chazinan Mechaskinan, the Chazinan Lo Mechaskinan. Either there might have been other men, he didn't know if there were, but one thing he knew was that he was with her, so that the Chazakah is that the one that we know that she was with is the father. The one that we don't know, you can't make up people that you don't know. Shmuel Nami, Kulu Yisrael Karilu B'Lashon Yechidi, Dechsev Yisrael Nosha B'Hashem. And what was the right from Shmuel that it said Vayomer instead of Vayomru? Klal Yisrael as a unit is called Vayomer. Very often we refer to the Jewish people in singular. Whenever referring to Klal Yisrael as a unit, we're Vayomer. If you're talking about many individuals, so you say Vayomru. Similar to the idea that you have a carbon atzibur. When Klal Yisrael brings a carbon atzibur, it's one carbon. We bring a carbon tamid. Not like carbon Pesach, where every single person brings a carbon. That's a lot of individuals have a chiyuv. But when you talk about Klal Yisrael as a unit, it's always one. Shlomo Nami, midaha kamarachamta, vahaloma kamarachamta. And Shlomo also probably just figured out logic. This woman wanted to have rachmanis on the child and not kill him. The other woman was willing to kill the child. So that was it. That was logical, of course. Of course that the mother was the one that had rachmanos. Ela Gemara. So says the Gemara, it has to be that it's a tradition that these three Batei Dinin had Ruach HaKodesh, but you can't prove logically that they had Ruach HaKodesh. It has to be that we just have a tradition that that's the way it was. Darish Rabbi Simlai, one of the most famous memorials in all of Shas. Sheish meos v'sholosh esrei mitzvos nemru lo l'moshe. There were 613 mitzvos that were said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Sholosh meos v'shishim v'chamesh lav in communion yimos hachama. 365 los aseis corresponding to the 365 days in the solar year. U'masayim v'arbaim v'shmon asei k'neged evarv shel adam. And 248 mitzvos asei corresponding to the evarim, to the limbs in a person's body. So, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Maikra, what's the pasuk that teaches us that there are 613 mitzvos? Where do you see that anywhere in the Torah? Because the pasuk says, Torah, tzival on the Moshe Marasha. The Moshe gave us Torah. Torah b'gematria, shismei avachad srehavei. Torah is a gematria of 611. And that's what Moshe gave us through, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us through Moshe. But Anochi v'lo yelecha mipi ha'gvura shamanim. Anochi v'lo yelecha, we got straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we got 611 through Moshe and two straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's how we end up with 613. That's the famous drasha of Rabbi Simlai to teach us that there are 613 mitzvos. The Rambam in Hilchis Yisrael Torah Perek Aleph HaLachavav, and in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Saseh Aleph, and many other of the Monei HaMitzvos, the Chinuch and the Smag, all say, you see clearly from our Gemara, that Emunah B'Hashem is a Mitzvah Saseh. Because what does the Gemara say over here? There's 611 plus two more. Anochi and lo yelcha. Anochi is Emunah B'Hashem. So you see that Emunah B'Hashem is a mitzvah saseh. However, the Bahag and the Resag do not count the mitzvah of Emunah in the Tayyag mitzvos, even though they also agree that one has to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why don't they count it in the minyan of mitzvos? So the Ramban writes in the Hasaga, in the first Hasaga, to Sefer HaMitzvos, that the Tayyag mitzvos are gzeros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer, we have to do, or that we have to refrain from. The Losa says we have to refrain from. But Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he told us through Osos Amovsim that he exists, that is an Iker Vishoresh of Shemimenu Noldu HaMitzvos. That is not a mitzvah. That is the basis upon which all mitzvos are built. As others put it, Rav Kreskes points out, that it's not, Rabbeinu Kreskes points out, it's not that Emunah B'Hashem is a mitzvah. It's that there's no such thing as a mitzvah without a mitzvah. It only makes sense that there's a mitzvah if there's someone commanding the in the mitzvos. So it's too basic to be a mitzvah. It's too foundational to be a mitzvah. There can't exist a mitzvah without Emunah Hashem. Aye, what do you do with our sugya? Our sugya says 611 plus Anochi Lo Yelecha. So how does Anochi Lo Yelecha count as two if Emunah B'Hashem is not a mitzvah? So the Ramban says very simple. Lo Yelecha is two. Lo Yelecha Melucha is two mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah not to do Avodah Zarah, and not to make an Avodah Zarah, and not to be Oved an Avodah Zarah. So Anochin Lo Yilucha, we heard Mipi Agvura, and that's two mitzvahs, because Lo Yilucha is in fact two mitzvahs. How are they Miyashiv the Rambam? After all, Emuna, it's a pretty good point, right? Emuna does seem a little too foundational. There's no such thing as a mitzvah without Emuna. So how are you Miyashiv the Shitas Rambam that Emuna just counts as one of the 613 mitzvahs? So the Kinas Sofrim suggests that the Rambam says the mitzvah of Emunah is not just to believe in to believe ourselves. The mitzvah is to be mechanich as banav as beso, that they too will believe. That meaning we're supposed to say that we're supposed to take this message of Emunah b'Hashem, which is the most critical thing to know in life, and be so excited about it and so interested in it that we want to make sure that our children believe it as well, to be manchilit to our children. And that's why he says so beautifully, Vayidaber Elokim es kol advarim ha'ele lemor. It says that. It says lemor. Normally the word lemor, you know, you ever wonder, why does it say lemor? We were always taught when we were kids to type the pasuk. You translate the pasuk. Vayomer Hashem or Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying. Of course he was saying. If he spoke, he was saying, right? Isn't that a little redundant that he spoke saying? So what's lemor? Lemor always means lemor la'acherim. Lemor means that you have permission, Moshe Rabbeinu, to go share it. Not just permission, you have the obligation to go share this with the Jewish people, that this isn't a nevuah just for you, it's for you to go give to other people. But how does it make sense to say lemor on Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Anochi Hashem Elokecha we all got directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is there a lemor on Emunah B'Hashem? So that's what the Kinas Sofrim says. The lemor la'acherim is on all of us, that all of us have the mitzvah, not just of Emunah B'Hashem, but to go share that Emunah B'Hashem with our children, make sure that our children have that Emunah B'Hashem. That's what you derive from the lemor in this context. Okay, says Gemara further, but David ve'midan ala chasesrei. David HaMelech then narrowed it down to 11, that there are 11 mitzvos, that if we focus on those mitzvos, we will be doing our job in Avodas Hashem, presumably because those are gateway mitzvos to all the other mitzvos, that when you focus on these 11, you'll end up fulfilling all the mitzvos in general. D'chsiv, mizmol David Hashem, mi agur ba'alecha, mi ashkon b'har kachecha, holech tam v'fol tzedek v'dover ames b'vavo, lo regal al shon alo That's the pasuk. Now we're going to take it apart phrase by phrase and show how this, in fact, is a reference to 11 different mitzvos. Holech tamim ze Avram d'chsev his halech lefanai ve'yei tamim. Holech tamim is referring to people who fulfill the mitzvos b'shleimus b'tmimus, like Avram Avinu, who's described as holech lefanai ve'yei tamim, that he was tamim in all of his nisyonos, he passed every test. Poel tzedek is the second one, kigon Abba Chilkia. To be someone who works with emuna is like Abba Chilkia, because Abba Chilkia, when they blessed him l'shalom, he was a schir yom, so he didn't want to take the time to respond, to stop from his malacha, to respond in kind. That is a gemara, that is a story that is told in the Gemara Maseches Tainis on Daf Chav Gimel. So that's what it's referring to, that he was such a wonderful worker, such an honest worker, he wouldn't even take the time that it takes to greet a friend during his working hours, that he's being paid by the hour. V'dover emes bilvavo, kigon Rav Safra. Who is Dover? That's Rav Safra. And Rivanovir explains, someone came to buy something from him and they offered a certain price, but Rav Safra was in the middle of saying Kriyashma, so he didn't respond because he was in the middle of Kriyashma. The potential buyer thought that he didn't want to sell it to him at that price, so he started offering more money for it. When Rav Safra finished Kriyashma, he agreed to the initial price, because he would have agreed to that in the first place had he not been saying Kriyashma. So that is the Dover Emes Bilvavo, that even though it was only belayv that he had agreed to that price, he's still committed to what he had agreed to believe. Lo rogal al lishono ze Yaakov Avinu. That's a reference to Yaakov Avinu. D'chsiv ulayu musheni avi v'yisi be'enav kimisateya. That he was afraid that his father would feel him, and then he would appear to be a deceitful person to his father. So even though he did it, he ended up being. But the raya is that he was hesitant to do it. So it's an odd. It's a little bit of an odd example. We want to give the example of someone who is totally honest, who would never do anything tricky, and we give the example of Yaakov Avinu actually pulling off the trick. So there's a beautiful Maritz Chayis over here. Maritz Chayis in the back of the Gemara points out that in the way the Hebrew language works, in Biblical Hebrew, there's a big difference between the two different words that mean maybe. There's ulai and pen. They both mean maybe, but pen means maybe and I really don't want this to happen. Ulai means maybe this will happen and I really do want this to happen. Like pen is a lashon of lo sase. When the Torah says pen yasa davar hazeh, it means don't do it. Don't want you to do this. This is a lo sase. You're not allowed to do it. But ulai is a lashon of something that's hopeful. That's why Chazal, Darshan, when Eliezer says to Avram, ulai lo sove isha leleches, maybe the woman won't want to come. So what do Chazal Darshan? A likesiv that he really wanted Yitzchak to marry his own daughter. Why would you say that? He was an Eved Ne'eman. He was trying to do the mission of Avraham Avinu. Where do they get the idea that he wants it for his own daughter and he doesn't want this mission to be successful? Because he says, ulai, the girl won't want to come. And ulai is a lashon of, I hope that happens. I hope the girl doesn't want to come. Ulai chatu b'ni, that he wanted at least it should be b'shogeg, the chat should be b'shogeg. So over here also, Yaakov, it says, ulai yimusheni avi, it should be pen yimusheni avi. Maybe my father's going to feel me, and then the whole plan will go bust. No, ulai yimusheni avi, he was hoping to get caught, because he couldn't stand going through with something that wasn't emes. He had to do it, because Rivka told him he had to do it, but he didn't, so he had to go through the motions, but he wanted to get caught. That's what the Maritz Chayis says. I think they quote that b'shogeg. The Gra. I don't think the Maritz Chayis quotes it for Shem the Gra. Maritz Chayis just says, Shamati Mechacham Echad. It's unusual. Normally, if it's from the Gra, he would tell you it's from the Gra. But I think others quote that Vart in the name of the Gra. So anyway, so that is the fourth thing that a person should be very careful about, that David HaMelech told us to focus on, the fourth of the 11. Then, lo asa l're'ehu ra'a, shlo yerid lumnus chavero, that you shouldn't go to and threaten someone else's profession. You don't try to put him out of business. V'cherpo lo nasa al krovo, that's number six, zeh makarev es krovav, that is someone who takes care of his relatives, that he, when if his relatives are in distress, he's there to help him out. Nivza be'ein of nimas zechiskiyam hamelach shegir atzmos aviv b'mita shel chavalim, that he dragged his father's bones on a mita shel chavalim because his father was a rasha and was nimas ba'avodas kochavim. So he was willing to do that because the avodah zarah was so disgusting. Ves yirei Hashem yichabed ze. Yoshafat Melech Yehuda Shebishah Sheiroh Tamil Chacham Ayaomin Mikiso Mechabko Menashko V'Korilo Rebbe Rebbe Mari Mari. This is someone who had such tremendous covet for Talmidei Chachamim that when he would see a Tamil Chacham, he'd get up from his chair, even though he was a Melech, and he would hug him and he would kiss him and he would call him all sorts of wonderful titles. Nishbala Rav Lo Yamir. That's someone who will not violate his shvuah. That's like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that I'm going to be betainus. He was nishba la'ara, that he's not going to eat anything. He was nishba that he's going to be betainus. And even though that shvuah was not really chal, he was makbit to be mekayim the shvuah, because once he says something, he wants to fulfill whatever comes out of his mouth, even though technically in the dinim of shvuah it's not going to be chal. Why? Why is it not going to be chal? So there are sugyas in the beginning of Maseches Tainis, not all the way, the beginning of Maseches Tainis, about being Mekabala Tainis. You can't just say, stop, in the middle of the day is what we call a Tainis L'Shaos. You know, you realize at lunchtime, I haven't had time to eat yet today, and it's already lunchtime. Might as well make this day a Tainis. That's what we call a Tainis L'Shaos. The Gemara is a discussion. Does that even count as a Tainis? That's not the way to be Mekabala Tainis. The way to be Mekabala Tainis is the day before the Tainis, at Mincha, you do a Kabbalah's Tainis. So Rabbi Yochanan is a Heba Tainis. It's not even really a tainus, but he kept it. Meaning, once he said those words, he was going to fulfill those words that he said, because once they came out of his mouth, he had to fulfill them, even though it's not really binding. It's not really binding as a tainus. He said it because I think it was the Debay Nasiya kept on inviting him over for a meal, and he wasn't interested in eating with them. So they said, "Come eat, come eat." No, I already have a Kabbalah's tainus. I'm not allowed to. Oh, okay. So they're going to respect his religious tainus, but but he didn't really have a Kabbalah Stein. It's only, but once he said that, he saw it through, very similar to the Meisim they tell with Gedolim, right? They say Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, a Litvish Yid, didn't eat Gebrux. Why? Because he was once by, I forgot where it was, by the altar or something, and they offered him to eat something, and there was something else that he was concerned about, so he said, I don't eat Gebrux. Once he said that, so then that's it, the rest of his life, he didn't eat Gebrux, because once he said it, he wasn't going to eat it. Mori V'Rabbi, Rav Shechter, a very similar Maisa, his son told me to ask him about it, when his son said, when he comes to your house, offer him tea, but no sugar, don't put any sugar in the tea. Okay, so I said, and he said, and ask him why. So I asked him why. He said, when he and his wife went to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have children for the first number of years of marriage, and they went to Eretz Yisrael to get brachos from a variety of gedolim. The brachos worked; they had nine kids. They have nine kids, but they went around to get brachos from different gedolim. And while they were there, they visited some non-religious relatives of his, and they offered him tea. So he said, okay, what could be wrong with tea? And then they offered him sugar, and he was concerned about the sugar. He wasn't sure what to do with the sugar. So he said, I don't take sugar in my tea. Well, once he said that, when he was 26 years old, that he doesn't take sugar in his tea, that's it for the rest of his life. He doesn't take sugar in his tea. That's this mita that we're describing over here. That someone said, once you say it, so then that's it. That's the truth. Kaspel onasan b'neshech, I feel a beribis ovid kochavim. That even beribis ovid kochavim, he wouldn't take any ribis. Shochel al naki lo lakach, kigon Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. That's like the story of Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. Ksiv osa ele lo yimot ha'olam, k'shay Rabbi Gamliel Magiel Mikra Zeh Hayabochen. When Gamliel would get to this pasuk, he would cry, Amar, Man da Avid Luhulu Kulu Hudelo Yimot. Hachadmina Yimot. It sounds like only if you fulfill all of these things, then you're not going to slip. But otherwise, we're in trouble. So says Gemara Amrle, Miksiv Ose Kol Eile? No, it doesn't say Ose Kol Eile. It says Ose Eile Ksiv. Afilu Bachadmina Yim. Even if you're Makayim one of these things, then the pasuk says, Lo Yimot. Because if you don't say that Eila means even one of them, Ksiv Kra'achrina, you know, there's another pasuk, Al Titamu B'chol Eila, that it says, by Yisure Arayos, don't do Kol Eila. What? Hasam Nami Hanogea B'chol Eila? Hu Demetame? B'chadiminayu Lo? That what? If a person does all of the Arayos, then he's done something terrible, but if you only do one of them, then it's not so bad. No, Elalav, clearly, Kol Eila means Achas Mi Kol Eila. Hachanami B'achas. So we're also by the mitzvot that David HaMelech is listing. If you do one of them, even one of them, lo yimot, then you're not going to slip. By Yishayo ve'amidan al shesh. Then Yishayo came and narrowed it down to six. Tichsiv holik tzedakos v'dover meisharim mois bebetza mois bebetza ma'ashakos noar kapav mitmoch b'shochad otem ozno mishma adamim va'otzem enov mira ospera. That's six mitzvot. The Gemara is going to enumerate them. Holik tzedakos Avram Avinu. Dichsiv ki yedativ l'man asher yitzaveh. That Hashem knew about Avram Avinu that he was definitely going to be mitzaveh, banaves, beso achrav, and that they're going to follow the derech of tzedakah u'mishpat. So aside from the fact that he himself did tzedakos and gemilas chesed, he taught his children to follow that path. That's a holich tzedakah. So mitzvah number one that Yishayo says is to be so passionate about our avodas Hashem that we make sure we pass it on to our children. V'dover meisharim zesheinu mak. Someone who doesn't cause anyone else distress in a public manner. Mois bebetza ma'ashakos. That's number three. Kigon Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. That's like Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who didn't want anything to do with anything stolen. He was a kohen. A person brought him. A person came to a din Torah in front of him and brought him reishis hageiz, which is a matana that kohanim are supposed to be able to receive. He would not take it, even though it's a matnas kuna. This guy didn't normally give it to him, and it looked like it could be viewed as a bribe, so he had no interest. Noar kapav mitmoch b'shochad. What's noar kapav mitmoch b'shochad? The fourth mitzvah that Yishayo identifies. Kigon Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, who would not take the peros of his own field from a sharecropper when a sharecropper had a din Torah in front of him. And number five, otei mazno mishma adamim doloshama bizilusa ditzor mirabban v'shasik. Someone who cannot hear the denigration of a Talmud Chacham and just accept accept it and just listen to it. Kigon Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, as the Rivan explains, he was his body remained intact for many years after he died, except for one worm that came out of his ear. And he came to his wife in a dream and he told her that that worm was a punishment, because one time he heard the gnus of a Talmud Chacham and he didn't make a macha'a, he didn't object. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so makbid about that one time, you see that clearly throughout the rest of his life, he was very, very careful about this. V'otzim einav mira ospira, kid Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Otzim einav mira ospira is a reference to Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Dami Rabbi Chiya Baraba, ze she'enu mistakel banashim b'shosh ha'omdos ala kvisa. That's someone who's careful not to look at the women when they're doing the laundry, when they're by the river, omdos ala kvisa. The Rashbam points out in Maseches Bava Basra, that the Gemara really, in Maseches Bava Basra, that it's clearly some referring to a situation where a person has no other path to go other than to walk by the women that are omdos al kvisa. But if yesh l'darka achrina, if he has another path to go and he chooses to walk by the nashim that are omdos al kvisa, even if he does close his eyes, he's considered a rasha. Because why is he tempting himself in that way? You should try to avoid seeing women when they're not dressed properly. But if he has no other option, that's the only way he can go. So then he can go and close his eyes, and that's a good thing. So these are the six mitzvos uksiv, and the pasuk right after these six, it says, "Hu meromim yishkon," that he's going to be zochet to this great maila of meromim yishkon. Then the Rabbi Simlai continues his drasha of the Tayyag Mitzvos, and he explains that other neviim narrowed it down even further. Ba micha ve'amidon al shalosh. Micha brought it down to three mitzvos. Dechsev higid lecha adam matov ma'ashem dorish mucha ki im asos mishpat. So three mitzvos, and the Gemara is going to explain these three mitzvos, and they are asos mishpat zadin. That's a reference to din. Avas chesed zegmilus chasadim. Vatznei leches zehotzas ameis vachnasas kala. Avas chesed is gmilus chasadim. Vatznei leches is hotzas ameis and achnasas kala. That we find the word leches by both of those mitzvos. That's how we know that it's hotzas ameis and achnasas kala. The pasuk in Kohelet says Tov la leches el beis avel mi leches el beis mishta. So if you spend your money on that, so then and you do that bitznius, so that's a very high level. That's the third mitzvah that we're identifying. Valo dvarim kal v'chomer, and really it's a kal v'chomer. Umad dvarim she'in darkon lasos mitzina. These are things that are normally not done in a private, quiet way. Utsas a mace, they make announcements that there's a levaya, that people should come to be motzi the mace. Hachnasas kala, certainly people invite and celebrate at a wedding, and still Amra Torah v'atznei leches, if you're going to help out with such things, it should be done with a sense of tznius. So dvarim shadarkan lasosim b'tzina, things like giving a tzedakah to an ani, all the more so, which is a normal thing to be done b'tzina, alachas kama v'kama, all the more so we should make sure that we do such things b'tzina. Chazri Yishayo v'amidan al shtayim. Then Yishayo said, you know, we can narrow it down to two. Shnemar ko amar Hashem shimru mishpat vasu tzedaka. Mishpat and tzedaka. That's it. And the pasuk says, the pasuk continues, ki krovi Yeshua si lavo v'tzidka si li galos. That's going to cause the Yeshua's Hashem. And then ba Amos v'amidon alachas. Amos brought it down to one. Shnemar ko amar Hashem lebeis Yisrael, dirshuni v'chiyu. Seek Hashem. And that's it. You seek Hashem, that's the number one thing. Everything else will fall into place. Maskel v'rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Nachman Yitzchak asks, how do we know that v'chiyu means you're going to be zochet to chayim through seeking Hashem? Ema dershuni b'kol haTorah kula. Maybe dershuni means to do everything. Elo b'chabakuk v'amidon alachas shnemar v'tzadik b'amunaso yichya. No, if you have to narrow it down to one, it's tzadik b'amunaso yichya. That a person should have amunah b'Hashem, and that ultimately is the one. Now the Aruch Lener points out the three mitzvos that Micha had identified are actually three categories. There's Ben Adam La'atzmo, Ben Adam La'chavero, and Ben Adam La'makom. Ben Adam La'atzmo is asos mishpat, to take all of his actions and be a thoughtful person and think about how he wants to behave. But that's his own personal behaviors. Ben Adam L'chavero is avas chesed, to be gomel chesed in other people. Ben Adam L'makom, Ben Adam L'kono is hatznei aleches im Hashem Elokecha, that it's together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the three categories. Chassam Sofer raised an interesting question in his drashas over here, that Habakkuk narrowed it down to one, and that's he narrowed it down to one, Tzadik Ben Manasseh Yichya. But you know, the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Lamed Aleph tells us the famous story of the guy that came to Hillel and says, I want you to be Megayer me, Al Manasseh, you teach me Kol HaTorah Kula, Al Regalacha. So what did he say? Da'alach Sni Lechavr Chalasavid, Zui Kol HaTorah Kula, Idach Pirusha Yizil Gemar. He only told him one thing. He said, V'haftal Recha Kamocha. None of those words. Whatever you don't like done to you, don't do to other people. So that was the one. Why not? Why didn't Habakkuk narrow it down to that one? V'haftal Recha Kamocha. So the Chassam Sofer explains that a ger who's coming and saying, Megayer me, Al Manasseh, teach me all the details. Why does he want to become a ger? Well, what's driving him to become a ger? Most often, what's driving a person to become a ger is Emunah B'Hashem. A fundamental Emunah, meaning the people who are properly driven, is Emunah B'Hashem. They don't know all the details yet. They don't have 12 years of Jewish education. They don't know the details. The details are all coming to learn. Once he has the Emunah B'Hashem, okay, so tell me, what am I supposed to do? Good. So then you have the After the Rech Kamocha, you have the Ben Al Makom part, now you need the Ben Al Chaveru part. But Emunah B'Hashem has to be the foundation, it has to be the basis of everything. So if you have to narrow it down to one where you don't know what the person, where the person is coming from yet, you don't know that the person is motivated to be a ger, so that's the Tzadik Ben Manasseh Yichya that our Gemara narrows it down to. So that's the possible explanation of why it's a different one that we say over here. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring another drash on a similar topic. Amar Rabbi Yisrael B'Chanina, Arba Gzeres Gazel Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yisrael, Bo Arba Neviim U'Bitl. Moshe Rabbeinu made four Gzeres, four Neviim came over and Vatla. Moshe Amar Rabbi Yishkan Yisrael Betach Badad Ein Yaakov, that Klal Yisrael is only going to be Levetach when we're Tzadikim like Yaakov, Ba Amus U'Bitl. He said it's a little harsh. Nemar, Chadal Na Mi Yakum Yaakov. No one is like Yaakov. Ksiv Nicham Hashem Azos. So Hashem backtracked on what Moshe had promised. Moshe Amar Second Rav Agoyim, Mahim Lo Targiya, that we're not going to have any menucha and galus, but Yirmiyova Amar Halach Lagiyar Yisrael. We'll have some menucha and galus. Moshe Amar Poker Avonavos Albanim, that the children are going to pay for the sins of the fathers. By Yecheskel Bitla Nefesh Achote Sitamos. Yecheskel said, no, only the sinner is going to die. Moshe Amar Vabadim Bagayim, we're going to be lost amongst the Gayim. By Yishayov Amar Vayyabayamu. You talk of a shofar gadol. That don't worry, we're going to come back one day. Amar Rav Mistafina Mehaikra. Rav says, you know, I'm afraid of this possibility. Vabadim Bagayim, that we're going to be totally lost amongst the Gayim. In Galus, Maskavar Papa, Dilma, Kaveda, Mispakeshas, that maybe it means like an Aveda Mispakeshas, that not that we're going to be lost, but that just like something that's lost, the owner is looking for it, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to be looking for us. Dichsiv Tisi Kisa Oved, Bakesh Avdecha, Elami Seifa Dekra. No, it's the end of the pasuk that scares me. Va'achleschem Eretz Oivechem, the land of your enemies is going to devour you. Maskavar Mazutra, Dilma, Kachilis Kishun Vidiluin. Maybe it means the way people eat gourds and melons, which they only eat part of it and they leave the rest of it over. So we're never going to be totally devoured. These great chacham were traveling. 120 mil away, they heard the celebrations of the Kol Amona Shel Rome, of the markets of Rome. And they all started to cry. Rabbi Akiva Mesachik, but Rabbi Akiva was laughing. They said to him, what's wrong with you? Why are you laughing? Why are you crying? They said, these horrible of the Avod Zor, Yoshin, Betach, Vashket, they're enjoying living it up. And we have to tolerate the fact that the footstool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash, has been burnt. We shouldn't cry. So Amar Lehen, Rabbi Akiva says, L'kachani mitzachik, is exactly what I'm laughing about. Because once I see the hatzlach of these guys, I know kal v'chomer. Uma la'ovre ritzono kach. If this is what Hashem does to people who violate His will, la'ose ritzono alachas kama v'kama. Can you imagine the schar that's in store for those who are going to fulfill His will? So even though Rabbi Akiva obviously was mitzdar, mitzar over the Chorban HaBayis, the Maharsha points out, but he's telling them that don't be mitzar overseeing this simcha. When you see this simcha, that should provide you a sense of hope, because it pales in comparison to the simcha that we are going to one day experience. Shuv pamachas hayu olin Yerushalayim. Another time, the same group of Tanaim were going to Yerushalayim. Kivin sheyugi laharat sofim karu bigdeim. When they got to Harat Sofim, they tore their clothing, because they saw Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash b'chorbanim. And that's the halacha. The halacha is you're supposed to be korea al Yerushalayim, and then you're mosif for korea on the Beis Hamikdash. So that's they just did what the halacha says. Kivin sheyugi laharabayis ro shul sheyatsa meis kachay kadashim. So that was all of them. They all tore kriya, including Rabbi Akiva, because that's the halacha. But then they got to the Arabais, and they saw a fox, a shuel, coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. His chilu hein bochin Rabbi Kiva mitzachik. They all started crying. Rabbi Kiva was laughing. Amar lo, b'nei mata mitzachik. Why are you laughing? Amar lehem, b'nei mata bochim. Why are you crying? Amar lo, mokum shkosubo v'azara krev yumas. V'achshav shuel emol chubo v'lo nifke. I don't understand. This is a place where even anyone but the Kohen Gadol is going to die for going into this place. And now we see a shuel coming out of there. We shouldn't cry. Amar lo, l'kachani mitzachik. It's exactly what I'm laughing about. The chsiv, pasuk says, in Yishayahu, Vayidli Edim Ne'amanim, Esur Yaakoyin V'Sacharya Ben Yiverechyahu, that these two Nevi'im of Uriah and Zacharya, V'chima'in in Uriah Eitzel Zacharya, what does Uriah have to do with Zacharya? Uriah B'Mikdash Rishon and Zacharya B'Mikdash Sheni, they were lived in totally different kufos. Ela Tala Kosov Nevoso Shal Zacharya B'Nevoso Shal Uriah. The Pasuk is telling us that the Nevoah of Zacharya depends on the Nevoah of Uriah. V'Uriah K'siv L'chein B'Glal Chem Tzion Sada Techaresh, that Tzion is going to be a plowed over field. There are going to be old people in the streets of Yerushalayim. Before I saw the fulfillment of Uriah's Nebuah, I was worried that Zachariah's Nebuah is not going to come true. Now I see the Nebuah of Uriah, I know Zachariah's Nebuah is going to come true. All the other Chum said to him in the following Lashon, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. Through both of these Maisim, you've provided us with a profound sense of the Chama. Hadron Achelu and Elokim Slichlam Masech Smachos Bez Hashem. Tomorrow we'll begin Masech Shavuos.